We're still final review, you know what I mean, plenty of hands on the line.
The easiest way, yes, I just started by the front person.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gabe calling for Robert, please. Hey, Robert, this is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff here. How are you doing?
Good, good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing all right. I just wanted to get in touch with you here about regarding that web registration. Do you have a few minutes to talk now, or should I try back later?
Now is a good time.
All right, great. Okay. So it looks, we just have your name on file. What's the name of your business there, Robert?
Elite Empire Sports.
Elite Empire Sports. Alrighty. Alright, perfect. Now, what do you guys do exactly?
We do sports apparel, so we do uniforms for all sports, all programs.
Okay. Sports apparel programs. Perfect. Alrighty, and it looks like you were maybe thinking about some equipment as well as capital. Is that accurate, or?
Yeah, we actually currently have to outsource our embroidery. So our embroidery pretty much consists of our hats. We put our logos on our hats. We go out to events on the weekends. And our hat is like one of our hottest commodities. We're constantly having to replenish hats, but we're having to come across the hiccups of dealing with the embroidery companies who embroider our hats. Sometimes, you know, their turnaround time's a lot longer, so our turnaround on our profits or our sales, you know, are a lot slower than what they could be if we had our own machine and we embroidered our own stuff in-house, then, you know, we can definitely multiply that number or be more profitable on that end.
Absolutely. Makes sense. So it sounds like you're looking for an embroidery machine. Is that right?
Yes.
Alrighty. What's the price tag like on that?
I've checked with a very reputable embroidery company, which is Baridin. They've sent me a couple quotes based on a six-head machine that is what we were looking to purchase and what is ideally needed, you know, in order to be productive. And it's roughly around $50,000 to $58,000.
So $50,000 to $58,000. Okay. Correct. Is that for a new machine?
Correct. In this industry, I mean, you don't want to purchase a used machine. These machines are very delicate. Purchasing a used machine, you're only subject to know if you're going to encounter some issues with the machine months down the line. And, of course, you know, if you buy it from someone, you know, used, I mean, most likely they'll give you a 90-day warranty. It's rare to find a machine that has an extensive warranty behind it, especially on a used one.
Okay, absolutely. Well, let me ask you, first of all, as far as the ownership goes, are you 100% owner there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you guys, are you a sole proprietorship, LLC, incorporated?
Sole proprietor.
Okay, sole proprietor. And what did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
Last year in gross annual sales, we did, give me a second. Let me give you that right now. Let me access that real quick.
Yeah, no problem.
We did $276,000.
All right. Okay. And how was your personal credit?
It's not that great. I mean, if I had good credit, I mean, I'd be getting a line of credit through our business bank account.
Got you. Any idea of like a ballpark FICO score for yourself there?
I'd say about between 550, 575.
$575. Okay.
And last time I checked, it was last week.
Okay, so between $550, $575. What kind of return on investment? I mean, if you could start doing this embroidering these hats in house, what do you think that will do to your sales? So, what kind of return on investment do you think you'll get there?
The return of investment would be a lot faster than the return of investment I'm getting here. Not only that, opposed to me having to pay someone for producing my hat or producing right. the embroidery in my hat, now I'm eliminating, you know, well, let's just put it this way. Each hat is $6. The cost of embroidery to put our logos on ranged from $2.50 to up to $6 per hat. Every time we place an order for hat, it's about 500 pieces every week, every 2 weeks. So roughly on a monthly basis, we're ordering about, I would say, 2,000 to 3,000 hats.
Okay. 2,000 to 3,000 hats. So it sounds like you're saving a lot of money there.
If I were to be doing embroidery inside the house, now I'm not having to pay $2.50 times, you know, X amount of hats that we do monthly.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. And you were looking for some capital as well?
Well, we were looking for either one. If I'm able to get the capital, then I can put a down payment with the embroidery machine and then also utilize, you know, some monies into investing into some new garments that we're looking, you know, into producing. So outside of that, I mean, if I do get, you know, approved for a line of equipment, then at least now I can just, you know, purchase the equipment and within time, you know, the money that I'll be saving and accumulating, then I'd be able to, you know, make that investment into the other end of the business.
Right. So I'm not quite sure, based on your credit, our equipment is very credit-driven program. If we could free up the business, let's say $30,000 to $45,000, is that something that would help you guys keep some of that work in-house?
Yeah. Freeing
up okay. Okay. And my other question is any current loans with the business right now?
We did have two loans in the past, which have been taken care of and are no longer existent.
Okay. So it looks like, I mean, we had mailed you. It looked like you worked with New Era Funding or Lending. Is that right? Last year?
Yeah, that was last year. But we did have two loans after that with Fast Business Funding. And then we had another one with... I want to say New Logic. No, I don't think it was New Logic. I think it was, I'll tell you right now exactly who that other lender was.
That's all right. As long as it's been paid off, it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
So you're making like daily payments on these loans? Is that how the New Era?
Yeah, we had these aggressive daily payments, and that's something that I honestly wouldn't want to encounter because, I mean, They work the minute you get it, but, you know, let's just say I were to get, you know, a loan from you guys and I utilize the funds and now here I am, you know, dealing with the daily payments because, you know, these daily payments aren't, you know,
like right, absolutely. Yeah, $50,
$20 payments, you know, $100, $200 payments, you know, on a daily basis.
Right. So just to kind of touch on that, we have three different programs. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. So what I try to do is get you, you know, approved for something other than daily is what I would be trying to do here for you. I don't really make those decisions. That's more up to the underwriting group.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely like to see what we can do for you here. It's a pretty simple process with us. We look at a one-page application, and we'll look at 6 months business banks, and then we'll look at your Schedule C there from your tax return if you have access to that as well.
Okay.
And did you want me to shoot off that? It looks like you filled it out here. Rob and then NAV75@AOL.com?
Correct.
Cool, man. Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll shoot you off the application right now. And I'll kind of just pinpoint the other two items. I went over there with you, just the bank statements. You have it in front of you there. Just the first page from the tax return, if you have access to that, we might be able to, you know, if you, did you file for 2015 yet, or?
No, it's actually still in the works.
Okay, do you have 2014 there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, perfect. We can roll with 2014. That shouldn't be an issue. But yeah, I'll get that email sent off to you there in the next few minutes, and then yeah, as soon as you get that documentation back into me, we'll go to work on it for you and see what kind of proposal we can work up for the business. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good. All right, Robert. Yeah, expect that email. I'll get it off to you in the next 10 minutes or so, and we'll get the ball rolling on this for you. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Cool. You got it. Take care, Robert. Bye.